Good morning and welcome to day 6 of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you once again from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And if you made it to day 6, congratulations. They say a new habit only takes 30 days to establish. So we'll be done with these before you fully establish this new habit for the dailies. But I admire your stick-to-itiveness and your acknowledgement that Christmas is more than just a day, but a season. Today is Monday, December 30th, and New Year's Eve tomorrow, and the new year beginning on Wednesday. And our reflection today talks about being rested and ready, and Jesus' command to the disciples to be alert and to keep awake. I remember as a kid wanting to be able to stay up until the new year began, and I remember as a parent not wanting my kids to stay up. One year when my extended family, my brothers and our wives and all of our kids, all the my parents' grandkids, were together on a New Year's Eve, and we turned the clocks back to here in California. We turned it back to East Coast time and were able to find a broadcast of the ball dropping in New York City, which was live in New York at the time, but was 3 hours ahead for us. We turned the clocks back, we celebrated New Year's with the kids, and we put them to bed. They thought they had experienced New Year's, and they had, just not in our time zone. Keeping awake. It's interesting that Jesus gives this command, and Mark, he gives it prior to his arrest, prior to going into the garden where he goes to pray. And we know the disciples don't keep the command. We know that they fall asleep while Jesus here is preparing to allow himself to be arrested and crucified, and is praying to God in this hour of great need of his own, where his humanity and his divinity are perhaps butting up against one another. He just asks that the disciples would stay awake, and yet they couldn't. So the challenge for us when we read a text like that is to know, are we supposed to stay awake, alert, prepared for Jesus' arrival? You know, in Jesus' time, they thought his promised return would happen in their lifetime. No, I have never read that any one person stayed awake throughout their life, waiting in anticipation for that. And to do so would quite simply be foolish. We couldn't do that, because to stay awake would mean we wouldn't be ready, because we would be exhausted and we wouldn't probably recognize Jesus when he does return. But our writer today encourages us not just to be awake, but to be ready. And the way that we can be ready is to be in relationship and know that it doesn't have to be me, each one of us, who's awake, but collectively we need to be awake and alert for the coming of Jesus, so that we as a community can receive him and recognize him and respond to his return. That requires us to be in relationship with one another, to be actually the body of Christ, which we are called to be. Yesterday's reflection, I talked about the messiness of relationship, and of course that's true within the church as believers gather together in our unity, in our common belief in Jesus. But through that unity, we can be prepared as Jesus has commanded his disciples and us to be. Because it doesn't rely upon each and every one of us being awake, but us collectively being awake and alert. So that's my encouragement to you today, is to continue to engage the body of Christ, the religious community around you, so that you know that it's not all on you to be Christ to the world, but each of us combined in the body of Christ can be Christ to the world together. We're halfway there through the 12 days of Christmas, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm already beginning to think about them being over and missing them. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 7, New Year's Eve of the 12 days of Christmas. Take care.